He's up in Mandeville, I was told. So beautiful Mandeville. I don't know. Somebody was telling me, I said, beautiful Mandeville. He said, no, it's not beautiful no more because of this and because of that. Well, you know, I can't see nothing much where that is concerned. I was talking to a young man, and he was telling me about some chick that he liked, and he doesn't know how to approach her. And, you know, one of the ways of approaching a woman is, if she likes you, if you think she likes you, is to play shy. Pretend you're very shy. And, but seriously, you know, he says he can't dance, he can't, just approach her in a nice human way. You know, don't go selling her a bunch of this, oh, you're looking, it's beautiful, and you're this. Tell her how you feel. Not in a derogatory sense, but, and learn to dance, because you say she likes to dance. You know, so learn to dance. Go to a dance school just to get the rhythm, you know. Because that is one of the things women love. Women love, and they will tell you that. You hold them. Hold me in your arms tonight. And you hold them and you step, three steps at a time. And if you have a woman that can do that with you, it's heaven. It's heavenly, if I may say so. So learn to dance, and one of these days you get brave, because these youngsters now in dances, the women are on one side and they are on one side, and everybody is doing something else with their hands. But you try and sneak around and ask her if she would like to dance, you know, and hold her. If you get a chance to dance, go dance to Butcher T and DJ Nicholas. Because now and again, they're going to drop in one or two slow songs for you. You know, I have a friend here. I'm going to expose him on Saturday. He says, stop giving out my secrets. Giving out my secrets. You're cutting my market. But you alone can't have everything, my friend. Don't be greedy. Share your wealth. All right? So, that's it. Learn to dance, my friend. And because nothing feels better than when you're dancing with a lady and she's breathing heavenly up in your neck. You see, I'm tall, so I get that kind of... I don't know how tall you are, you didn't say. But I get that sensation, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And you're holding her in the center of her back. If there's a woman who would like to tell me, call me and tell me to if I'm lying, well. But I know it's true. Been in a band all most of my life, I can tell you it's true. Anyway, Stretch, what's your name? Ann? This lady, Miss Jewel Jones, says, draw a big square in your mind on the floor and go from corner to corner. That's the wars. Yes, you know, you do it your way. Learn to dance. Go check out a dancing school for, you know, where you can get the rhythm. And they will teach you how to dance. It's not hard. And once you start learning, it never stops. Anyway, it's now 3 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. And Mr. Nicholas, you ready, sir? Ready? All right. Mr. Nicholas is ready. Some of what you'll be getting tonight at the Jamaica Association as they bring you back to the 80s. It's a party night, a retro party experience, Saturday, October the 22nd, which is today. So go check it out, Jamaica Association, featuring DJ Nicholas. And by the way, I'm just going to put on the CKUT emblem on the Zoom. And you can load up if you want to talk to Barry. So don't think I'm gone. I'm right there, all right? So keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. 1, 2, 3. Ready? All right.
Rockin' the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix. 90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Yay!
Across the floor she was dancing. So every time it
comes. Come on over and make my day. I hear what my brother Marvin has to say.
She looked at me and gave a smile. I felt so happy like a child. I offered to buy her a drink and gave myself some time to think.
Every time it
still don't know what to do.
Turn and it twist up inside. You feel of me heart and you feel of me pride. You have me head feeling like a upside down. You have me body hurting all around. Pour your creative juices over me. Mash down my walls and set me free. When you touch my bubble, you touch my soul. There's not another you in this whole wide world. Cause I have a weakness for sweetness. Weakness for sweetness. I have a weakness for sweetness. Weakness for sweetness. Some people say that I'm a diabetic. There's only one life to live, so I'ma live it. So don't throw no words that knock on my door. Never have I felt this way before. Women always stop to say I'm obsessed. Men always tell me that I'm truly blessed. I tell them that I love everything that's nice. Sugar cane, lollipop, pineapple and spice. Cause I have a weakness for sweetness. Weakness for sweetness. I have a weakness for sweetness. Weakness for sweetness. They want me to turn around. They want me to fall out.
Some more of this tonight, 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 tonight.
A woman should have a good body.
Up there at the Jamaica Association, it's Char's Back to the 80s party night. It's a retro party experience. Saturday, October the 22nd at the Jamaica Association. Featuring the man himself, DJ Nicholas. And it's only $20 at the door. Check it out. It's going to be nice tonight. 5-5. And I'm trying to get somebody that I wanted to put online, but I guess they're not near the phone. Anyway, what's up, Montreal? It's beautiful outside. Why are you inside playing music, Stretch? Because some people want to enjoy the music while sitting in their backyard. I think that may be my calling, you know? Let's see. Let's see. Hello. You're on air.
Hello. Hi, Stretch. How are you?
Oh, Sharon. Go right ahead. Not much time, darling. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And good to... I'm at the Jamaica Association. Now, there was a event here. But I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to our Heroes Banquet last Saturday, October 15th at Ruby Foos. It was a grand time, and we thank everybody for their support. And, you know, specifically, Stretch, I want to say thank you for being such a great host to our guest, Vassell George Ogilvy, and having two interviews with him.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, this is it. Thank you so much. At the Jamaica Association right now, we don't have anything going on today. But maybe have rentals and all that kind of stuff. But we don't have any particular event. We were supposed to have a members meeting tonight, but that was canceled. Just so many things happening at the same time. But I want to big up the MCSO, because I understand tonight they're having, between 5 and midnight, they're having an event about a memorial event, if you will, remembering those who passed, friends, relatives, and family who passed during COVID. So I'm going to be passing by there later on to be there and to be a part of that event.
Good.
I think it's important to support each other and to be present in each other's events and what's happening.
All right.
But yeah, so for now, in October, we don't have the members meeting. We had a games night also last night. We want to thank everybody. It seemed like an uproarious time. I was here, and there was a lot of laughter. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. The next one is going to be in November, so the third Friday in November. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be announcing our members' meeting that's going to be taking place in November very shortly. So that's really what we want to say right now. I think the people should... I invite people, if you will, to take a look at our Facebook page or social media, or call us if there are questions. But one thing I want to also bring up, in terms of questions or comments or anything like that, we want to say that we're very open to hearing everybody's thoughts, comments, and, you know, not to be shy to ask the question, particularly our members, that they have a right to ask the questions that concern them and what's happening in the association. One thing that came up last week was we had someone who was concerned, and I know this is coming from a place of love. They were concerned about, you know, when people come to our food bank and they have to wear, and we ask them to wear a mask, right? Mm-hmm. So they were concerned that people were going to be turned away if they don't have a mask. And that's not the case. We certainly serve everyone, but we do encourage people to wear a mask because what we do know is that there are new variants that are coming out. And we don't know many of the people that come through our food bank and where they're, some of them are new to Montreal, they're new immigrants or whatever the case is. But even in the height of COVID, everybody was served. You know, I want everybody to know that everybody was served, everybody got food. And sometimes when they didn't have a donation, they got food. That's our main purpose. But what I would suggest is that, or what I would ask, is that when people ask a question, they not be shy to ask the question. More than happy to answer their questions. And also in the way in which the question is asked, you know, that it's a conversation piece. It's not accusatory. It's not anything, but let's have a conversation if something is unclear or needs more depth, if you will, on that, you know?
All right, my dear. Thank you. They should look into it more closely because the variants are jumping out there, so...
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with wearing a mask. I thank you, my dear. I gotta run.
Thank you.
And take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you. And all the best to you. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Sharon. Be good.
Okay.
That's Sharon, the secretary of the Jamaica Association, drops by to give her weekly report. Right now, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM.
West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
DJ Nicholas in the mix. Check him out tonight. He'll be at the Jamaica Association. It's going to be a party, a retro party. Right about now, I see Barry's on, so I'm just... Hello, Barry. Hey, you hearing me? Are you hearing me, sir? All right. Why I'm not hearing you louder in my headphones? Ah, are you hearing me? Hey, turn up. All right, we're going to take a little rundown of the music until 15 minutes so we get on with you, all right? In case you want to join us on the Zoom, is 857-4645-3028. Sounds of Byron Lee and his Dragonaires. This man worked with him for 5 years, was the lead singer. But we'll talk more about that. Want to say hello to Mr. Ian and Mr. Colin Lewis. They claim they're working at the shop, but I don't believe that. I think they're exercising their elbows. Ah, yes.
FM West Indian Rhythms 90.3 FM
5:33 in the PM and what happened here, Mr. Nicholas is running away from us, don't want to work, but we're gonna let me just check this with Barry. You hearing me, Barry?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
I'm always loud and clear because we are from Canada.
All right.
All right, so we're going to play some more music. You want to start now?
Anytime you're ready, I'm fine.
Oh, good. All right, we don't want to take too much away from the Soca Massive, so you know what? Got to play another 5-10 more minutes, and then we get into the show. So remember, if you want to see and listen to one of Jamaica's brilliant singers who's been around for umpteen years, tune in now. 857-4645-3028 is the meeting ID on Zoom. Just go to Zoom and it will tell you to meet up, and we'll be talking to Barry shortly, all right? So we're gonna run into a little bit more of the soca.
Rockin' the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas in the mix.
bonjour, bonjour, madame. Bonjour, bonjour.
Million copies. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3. And I'm introducing to you an artist who, for those of you who have never heard him, have heard him or have never seen him, all the way from beautiful Jamaica via England. And we're gonna let him introduce you. You hear this song you're listening to in the background? Sold 6.5 million copies over there in the grand European market. Yeah, I can guarantee you. Yeah, turn up your mic. It's more exciting than 1.5 million copies. 1.5.
Yeah, not 6.5.
Oh.
6.5,
oh, okay. Can you turn up your mic some more? It's all the way up. Okay. I don't know why I'm not hearing your mic louder than that.
So let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry.
Let me correct myself here. It's 1.5 million copies, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give me some volume on your head, your thing there. I'm not hearing you, and all my things here are up.
I haven't touched anything from where we were today.
No, but maybe your computer needs the volume up a bit. Are you hearing me, Jewel? Eh? And you're hearing the gentleman, right? I'm not hearing Jewel either. We having a hearing problem. Everything is up here. Nothing changed. Anyway, you know what? Let's talk, as you can hear me a little bit, right? Everything is up. So if you're hearing me, I should be hearing you. Barry. No, I'm not hearing you, Barry. What the hell is going on here?
Muted or anything?
No, you're good now. Okay, Barry.
Yes,
Jewel.
You
hear?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you all now. Anyhow,
good.
I want to talk to you, Mr. Barry Biggs, and we're going to take it way back. Way back to the island of Jamaica, because what I'm doing now, some people who have made their career big in foreign lands and so forth, even though they are Jamaicans. So talk to me now about Jamaica. Barry?
Yeah, what do you want to know about Jamaica?
Your beginning in the music world, how you got started, because I knew you work at JBC. That's where I knew the name from for a while. Talk to the people. Tell them leaving high school and going to JBC. Was that it? How it started?
No, we discussed it already.
No, I know England. We discussed it, but...
I went to England as a young boy. I didn't leave high school. I went to JBC. I went to England when I was 15 years old, 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after finishing school, you know, that's when I got interested in music.
Okay.
I told Owen Gray was the one who sort of introduced me to trying to be a singer, you know?
Yeah. Don't worry what you told me. You're talking to people now out there on the radio.
You're saying that I leave high school... I went to JBC, and I'm telling no.
All right. So you went to England at 17?
When I was 16 years old, 15 actually. Then I came back to Jamaica. Then I came back to Jamaica in 1967 and started working at the JBC.
Mm-hmm.
As a sound engineer and a cameraman.
Ah. Nice.
And what happened now, I used to lock myself at lunchtime in the studio and put these instrumental records on the turntable and, you know, was singing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine heard me. He's passed away now. His name was Ozzy Harvey. Heard me singing. And he came to me one day and said, "Biggsy, you don't sound too bad, you know." I said, "What are you talking about?" Him say, "You don't think I hear you singing at lunchtime? So I'm going to make a Harry J," because he was friends with Harry J Records.
Right.
So he introduced me to Harry J. And then Harry J listened to me and said, "Yeah, man, come down to Federal, like you would say, next Thursday." So I went down there and I did a song called "My Sharia Moore."
Big
took off in Jamaica.
Big tune, yeah.
It made me popular because I work at JBC. My friends used to play it on the radio every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, you know, my career took off.
So you stayed at JBC for a while and then you went to Byron Lee. How did that Byron Lee connection come about?
Okay, when I leave the JBC, I went to sing with a band named the Inner Circles. I was the first singer for the Inner Circle band.
Yeah, we know Inner Circles.
I just stayed with them for about 6 weeks. Then I went to join another band called the Astronauts, not the festival group. You know, this band comprised of Wirelinda, Richard Daly, who plays with
Third World.
Third World now. Mikey Boo Richards, great session drummer, he passed away. What, told about Wirelinda, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and yes. And Ernest Wilson used to sing with the group as well.
Wow, from Clarendonians.
Yes, so while I was at rehearsal one day, I think it was Tommy Cowan came to me and said, "The dragon want to talk to you."
The dragon?
So I'm saying, who is the dragon? He said, Byron Lee. I said, why Byron Lee want? He said, come on, come down here tomorrow. Apparently what happened, during the time of, you know, you had the group like the Stylistics, the Delphonics.
Yes, sir.
Childlights.
Blue Magic.
So I think Byron, when I went to see Byron, he said, I want you to come and sing with my band. You have the voice that I need in my band right now, because I was singing those kind of songs, you know, with my falsetto. But I don't sing falsetto, it's my natural voice.
Right.
So I had to pinch myself. I said, Byron, you sure? He said, yeah, man, I want you to come and join my band. So I start getting word now, how am I going to tell my group that, you know, I'm going to go sing with Byron Lee. So at rehearsal the next day, I went and I told the guys, and the guys said, yeah, man, go for it, man, go for it. So I was responsible for the group mashing up, you know, the Astronauts. And everybody went to join. Why I went to sing, play with Bob Marley.
Right.
Richard Daly went with Third World. You know, and you know,
that's where it began.
Yes, that's where it began.
I think we're feeding back there. Jewel, turn on that radio a bit, not you. All right, anyway, I want the people to hear what you sound like. I'm gonna play a song, and I love this song, I love it in every shape, and form. It's a beautiful rendition you did with this song. Want to introduce it?
I took the show off the road. On the road.
I saw them on the streets, day in, day out. The feeling was too much to bear.
Oh, yeah.
They passed me by and I could see. They never noticed I was even there.
Listening to the voice of Barry Biggs on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Left me standing in the shadow. I'm not the one who went with someone's fortune. Someone else's happiness. But if I could, I surely would exchange it. And he liked me.
We're not going to play out everything, because in the coming weeks I will be playing them every weekend. We'll be playing something from this beautiful collection. So
don't forget, this one not released yet, you know.
Oh, this one not released yet?
No, my mom told it was released. But Zara, you can play it, man.
I can play it.
You'll be the only one playing it.
I will be busting it, man. Don't worry about that. No, all right. So we're at the stage where you're with Byron, and then you decided to go to England now. I want to hear about the English scene, but tell me, how did that partition go?
No, what happened when I went to sing with Byron Lee? And we went on tour, a lot of tours down the Caribbean islands, Northern America, Canada, Montreal, where you are.
Yeah.
A lot of tours. What happened is that I had recorded a song called Work All Day with my band, the original Astronauts.
Right.
That song was released 6 years after it was recorded. So while with Barley Band now, I had a dream that I was singing the song in a Hyde Park in London. And I got up the next morning and I went down to the studio and mixed the song. Released it in Jamaica and it went up to London and it took off, called Work All Day.
Work All Day.
And, yeah, that was my first song in the British charts.
Wow.
And then I had to leave Baron Liban and start my own career, you know?
All right.
I had several hits after that. So
yeah. I have to play this one, Work All Day. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, I wrote this song coming in from Ocherius one night, driving with my band, The Astronauts. And the words of this song just came to me. I was the melody and everything. I think I wrote the song and maybe by the time I get to Kingston, I had the words all in my head written out.
Good.
You know.
Let's give a listen. Oh, yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Lord, it's about time you smiled on me. So please hear my plea.
It's a beautiful collection. I'm not going to drain everything because I want to talk a little bit with Barry. So you went to England now. You're in England now.
I'm in Florida now.
No. I mean, okay, with the story. Okay. Stick with me on the story.
Yeah, man. I had to go up to England because the tune went to number 23 in the national British charts.
Wow. What's
that? I had six songs that went to the national charts. So when I went to England on tour, the company that Barley signed me to in England called Crow Records.
Right.
They wanted me to do an album, which I had done. I'd done a couple of tracks already in Jamaica. You know, but so I went back to Kingston now, and I was driving in Kingston in 1976.
Right.
And I heard this song on the radio. That's the one that you played first, Sideshow.
Sideshow, yeah.
I heard a version by the
Blue Magic. Yeah.
And I got goose pimples when I heard the song. I said, boy, I must do this song. So I went down to Dynamic Sound and, you know, we never had cell phone them days to make, you know, calls.
Right, right.
So I went to Neville Hines. I said, Neville, we have to do this song, you know. And, you know, but somehow I'm just lucky. I did the song, and the song went straight in the British charts at number 3.
Wow.
The top 100.
Wow.
And it sold 1.5 million copies in Europe, not England alone.
Yeah, in Europe.
Europe, yeah.
But tell me something. What's the feeling of having a song on the British charts? How it feels? What do you feel? Tingling? Little thing. I've often wondered because that's a big chart, you know.
I think, you know, I've been lucky with my career so far, you know, because I mean, joining Barron Lee Band from an unknown band to the Caribbean's number one band, then having these hit songs in the British charts and doing tours, a lot of tours. Yeah, because, you know, I never get sweated or anything like that. That was, you know.
I
used to live in England, like I told you before. So when I did Top of the Pops and I did Sideshow, I was staying by my father's house where I grew up in England.
Right.
So people used to see me on the road all the time, but they didn't know that I was a singer.
Right.
So one morning, my father come to me after I did Top of the Pops, a Thursday. Friday morning, he came and said, look through the window. And when I look through the window, I saw the girls and people downstairs because they saw me on top of the pubs the night before. So I had to go down and sign autographs and things and, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great moment for me, you know.
Good. So it's a great feeling being on
top of the pops.
The British chart. One of the things is I've noticed quite a few Jamaicans went on to England and made their names there. I just played one earlier on, Derek Morgan, Jackie Edwards, quite a few. I can't remember them offhand. Was it easier to make the market there than it was, say, in Jamaica?
Well, I think England opened the way for reggae music worldwide. I'm telling you this. You know, you record, go to England, and then it take off. That's it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, you record in England.
I record in Jamaica.
Oh.
And it goes to England, and then it take off over there. So I think that England played a big part in
yes,
our music.
It did.
Industry, you know? So, you know, I'm grateful for that.
Nice. Because one of them singers was telling me, he says, it was Tabby from the Diamonds. He says, we really don't have to come to North America. We can stay in Europe and tour.
That is true.
Yeah. So have you...